News Talk 1620 WTAW, a little time on this Monday afternoon to get caught up with what's going on at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. It's going to be a big day tomorrow, and Tim Ottinger on the phone this afternoon. It's been a really big year anyway with the home campus and Bryan having the unveiling of the new birthing area, and then you have some projects where you're having groundbreakings in Robertson County tomorrow.
Yes, it is, Bill. It's an exciting day in Robertson County tomorrow. We have two projects that we'll be groundbreaking on. The first one is a new clinic facility in Franklin that's 4,500 square feet to replace the existing clinic there, add a few services, and allow space for specialists to visit. And then in Hearn, we would be doing a groundbreaking for a new express operation, which is the extended hours, extended days walk-in clinic that we would provide there.
And take us through the chronology of how y'all came to the decision to start building these new facilities.
Well, we probably, like everyone else, have been seeing a great deal of growth in population and businesses in Robertson County, both in Hearn and Franklin, where we already had existing facilities, realizing that the growth there was would very soon outpace the clinic's abilities in terms of size and location. We had been working with the leadership of both communities and with the Robertson County and Judge Rowe to find what opportunities we had to create some new health clinics in those two communities and really work closely to figure out what kind of projects we could build. And I think these two complement each other very well.
If you can give us a little bit of detail then about what the Hearn and Franklin facilities will provide for those residents.
Sure. In Franklin, we have a rural health clinic. We are recruiting a full-time doctor that will be in that new location. They'll offer really family medicine, physicals, well baby checkups, minor procedures, illnesses, a little bit of what we call business or employer health, perhaps, where people can go in and pre-employment and get screenings or testings done. We'll have diagnostics lab and x-ray, and they don't have x-ray now, and so this new clinic will add x-ray, which is great for them since they won't have to leave the community in for a basic x-ray, and then have some space so that we could have some visiting specialists that might come up there, perhaps an orthopedic cardiologist or someone of that nature that's a specialist that could come up there to keep residents from having to drive into Bryan College Station.
In fact, let me keep you on the Franklin facility for a moment because you brought up the recruitment of a doctor. And for those who haven't lived in rural areas, if you kind of get stuck in the Bryan College Station urban mindset, or Houston or Dallas or larger cities, I've been on the rural side of things, and sometimes it's a pretty frustrating process to try to bring in a new physician, whether it's somebody that's a general practitioner or even somebody that has a higher specialty like OBGYN. And I'm curious just how easy or difficult it's been for St. Joseph to bring in that person.
Well, any recruitment of a physician is challenging because there are more spots needed for physicians than probably currently there are physicians available, particularly in family medicine, primary care. But we have done a pretty successful job over the years recruiting and keeping in place some really great family medicine doctors that enjoy practicing in rural areas and in rural communities. And I'm confident we're going to find someone that's a good match for Franklin, but it will take a little bit of work. It will take a number of months to do, but we're confident we can get there.
Well, the other thing too, I hear the confidence and how well you all do things within the St. Joseph family, and I would think that would have to be an attraction as you're doing that recruiting effort.
Most assuredly, it is. We have frankly, over 15 family medicine physicians on board with St. Joseph in various aspects, again, many of them in rural areas, and they actually can serve as eyes and ears for us if they know someone that's looking, if they've seen good folks that are looking to change their location from where they are to So frequently we get folks that would like to move south, and they're going to recommend, you know, St. Joseph is a place where they work and they enjoy, and there's great camaraderie. And so it is working in a group with another number of great family medicine physicians that certainly does help recruit folks in.
Visiting with Tim Ottinger at St. Joseph Regional Health Center again tomorrow, a couple of groundbreakings. I've talked to in some more detail about what's happening in Franklin. Let's shift over to Hearn and the services that will be available at this new facility.
Sure. In Hearn, we have known for some time the community has spoken up and asked for extended hours of care. It's a community that's of significant size that does not have our current clinic runs 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And after hours, you have to leave that community if you need urgent or emergency medical care. As we looked at that and looked at the models that would work best, our St. Joseph Express, which we have one operating right now in Bryan and one in College Station, was the model that particularly fit well. So the building that will be built in Hearn will be a 4,500 square foot building located with frontage on Highway 6 on the kind of north end of town, and it will be an express clinic that has extended hours. So they'll be open later hours in the evening. They'll be open on weekends, so residents who find themselves sick or in need of health care will not have to leave town the way they had in the past. And so we're excited about that, and I think the residents are as well.
November of this year is the target opening for both Hearn and Franklin?
It is. It's fast-paced construction, but we've got a great developer that is confident they can then meet the deadlines and get those open before we get into the Christmas season.
All right, so we have Hearn and Franklin that's going to be groundbreaking tomorrow, and mentioned already the new birthing area in Bryan. What else is on the drawing board at St. Joseph?
Well, you know, I think for right now we have a little bit of technology we're reviewing and looking at, and not quite ready yet to talk about changes that we or new programs that we might put in there. But Hearn and Franklin are for the moment the big projects going on. I would expect before the end of the year we'll be looking at perhaps another clinic expansion somewhere in the region. Not quite ready to reveal where that is yet.
Bottom line is that St. Joseph is not standing still.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Anything else to update listeners about today?
No. We just encourage people to have a safe and careful 4th of July. And as much as we have clinics and emergency rooms open, we'd rather not see them over the 4th of July in the clinics.
And let's give one more reminder of the groundbreakings tomorrow. I'm sure you don't mind some additional attendance.
Absolutely not. The groundbreaking in Franklin is at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow on Tuesday morning, and then the Hearn groundbreaking is 10 a.m. in Hearn.
Very good. Tim Ottinger with St. Joseph Regional Health Center visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.